Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Wilman. Stocks opened mixed on Friday morning as the Commerce Department delivered a lackluster report on consumer spending last month. But at the end of the day, all major indices closed higher. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Consumer spending was one of the bright spots in an otherwise downbeat GDP report Thursday. But analysts warn much of that spending increase came at the very beginning of the year. And this morning's report confirms that. Spending in March was basically flat. People spent less money on goods last month and more money on services. Personal income rose by 0.3%, and cautious consumers socked more of that money away. The personal savings rate rose to 5.1%. The Commerce Department's inflation yardstick, which is closely watched by the Federal Reserve, shows prices in March were up 4.2% from a year ago. Not counting food and energy prices, so-called core inflation was 4.6%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average, meanwhile, closed up 272 points on Friday to finish out at 34,098. The Nasdaq closed up 84 points, or 0.69%, to finish the day at 12,226. And the S&P 500 closed up 34 points to finish at 4,169. Abortion bans in two states failed to make it past legislative votes this week. Cheers erupted outside the legislative chamber in Nebraska following Thursday's vote. And in South Carolina, opponents chanted, "Whose house? Our house." Republican State Senator Sandy Sen of South Carolina says near-total abortion bans like those that failed are simply about control.
In my view, and this is just where I've come down, and it's the best moderate place that I know to be, is first trimester with exceptions. But these people, especially over in the House of Representatives, and they've got a caucus over there called the Freedom Caucus, they say that they're not going to go with 6 weeks, not going to go with 12 weeks. It's going to be zero or nothing.
14 states already have bans in place on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. North Carolina's state Supreme Court Friday issued major decisions on cases involving redistricting and voting rights. For member station WUNC, Rusty Jacobs reports.
Last year, North Carolina's high court had a 4-3 majority of Democrats that found the state's Republican-led legislature engaged in unconstitutional gerrymandering for extreme partisan gain. That ruling led to new maps and an evenly split congressional delegation after a decade of GOP dominance. But Republicans won a majority on the court in last year's midterms. That new majority overturned the earlier redistricting case and paved the way for Republicans to draw more favorable legislative maps. The court also reversed an earlier ruling that found a state law requiring photo ID at the polls had an unconstitutionally disparate impact on black voters. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
And you're listening to NPR News. A new study compares how well AI-powered ChatGPT can respond to patients' questions compared to physicians. And as NPR's Allison Audrey reports, the study is a first step toward understanding the role AI could play in doctor-patient communications.
At a time when healthcare providers increasingly use email, portals, and digital messaging to communicate, researchers took a bunch of questions asked by patients on a social media forum and compared responses written by doctors to those written by ChatGPT. Then a panel of licensed healthcare professionals analyzed the responses without knowing which ones were written by a person or AI. Study author John Ayers of UC San Diego says 79% of the time, evaluators preferred ChatGPT responses, pointing to higher quality and more empathy.
We're encouraging now studies to be done so that we can evaluate how does it impact clinical outcomes for patients.
The study is published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The Army is grounding its aviation units for 24 hours of training. The move follows two deadly helicopter crashes in the past month. On Thursday, two AH-64 Apache helicopters collided in midair in Alaska, killing three people. A crash last month in Kentucky killed nine. The pause requires each aviation unit to spend a day to review safety procedures and training. The ATP Men's Tennis Tour announced Friday it will soon be getting rid of line judges. Instead, it will use electronic line calling. ELC Live will be used for all-out calls starting in 2025. Each match will be overseen, though, by a chair umpire. I'm Dale Wilman, NPR News.